On this last Sunday of Advent, Luke tells us the story of two women. Stories of women are somewhat rare in the Bible, and for me they are doubly precious when the church leads us to them. Today we have what I find is a particularly beautiful part of Luke's portrayal of the birth narratives of John the Baptist and Jesus. Both children were born to fulfill God's promise. Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist in her old age. They did think that being in your 50s was old, somewhat dauntingly for me. And then somewhat later, the angel Gabriel came to Mary to tell her that she would bear the Messiah. Shortly after, Mary took the difficult and dangerous journey to see Elizabeth. This story of Elizabeth and Mary, of these two faithful, courageous Jewish women, is a story of grace. It's a story of God's grace, first and foremost. Neither of these women saw this coming. As Luke tells us, Elizabeth was too old to have a baby, just like the matriarch of Israel, Sarah, was too old to have Isaac. And Mary was a maiden, a virgin, betrothed but unmarried. God was acting to send his people a prophet and a savior of God's sheer goodness, finally carrying out God's promise to the children of Israel made centuries before, that God would send them just that, a prophet and a savior. This is grace, a gift from God's saving love. And this is the story of the grace of these two women. In love, Mary travels to Elizabeth. Elizabeth greets her with love and awe, grace abounding. And then Mary erupts in her song of praise to God, a grace-filled response to God's grace. And this is a story of grace in the form of hospitality. It's a story of two women who are hospitable to the word of the Lord, giving that word room in their hearts and in their wombs. That was no light thing. God's promises can be very arduous. As great a blessing as John's conception was to Elizabeth, it is no light thing to be pregnant at any point, and not least in what for people then was great age. Mary, in turn, had been asked to believe something virtually incredible, and something that would end up pushing a spear through her heart. She was told by the angel that by the Holy Spirit, she would bear the Messiah. As time passed, Mary would keep on giving room to the Word. As she carried Jesus within her body, and as he was born and grew and finally set out on his hard road to the cross, Mary had to spend her life thinking through all the strange and seemingly contradictory things she was encountering in her son, the strange and unpredictable ways in which God is faithful to God's promise. Both Elizabeth and Mary were welcoming God into their lives in radical ways. For us now, who encounter God on a more modest scale, it's still how transformation comes. The hospitality of these women to the promise of God transformed them, and it will transform us. We are promised the complete forgiveness of our sins, final triumph over evil, and eternal life out of death. We are promised God's presence with us, whatever happens. And that's not just a story in Luke. That's just plain true. But in Luke's story, Mary and Elizabeth were hospitable not only to God, but to each other. They welcomed each other in love. In Luke's portrayal, Mary seems to have shown up unannounced at Elizabeth's door, not necessarily easy for the host at the best of times. She was made more than welcome. Elizabeth blessed her as one who had believed God's promise, a promise that embraced them both. They were friends. Friendship is one of the greatest gifts of God. Friendship is a gift that is itself grounded in God's goodness, grounded in God's friendship with us. Life spent cultivating the kind of friendship that grows out of God's love is time better spent than practically any other way outside of overt communion with God. And this is a story of praise of the God who turns things upside down. Mary's song of praise echoes through history as one of the most radical political statements ever made. She sings that God had put down the powerful from their seats and lifted up the little ones. God has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich God has sent away empty. The same God who made an old barren woman give birth to a prophet and who made a maiden give birth to the Messiah is the same God who in John the Baptist and then supremely in Jesus would turn the world upside down. The status quo in our society, in any society, does not have the last word. God's justice and love do. That is a promise that the would-be rulers of this world ignore to their peril. And it is a call to our own transformation, to let go of the attitudes and habits of heart that are not of God's love, so that we can indeed love our neighbors as ourselves. And we are called to do what we can in God's love to mend this beautiful, broken world. These two women underwent transformation in their own ways, and their sons would seek it for the world. So this Advent, as Christmas, Christ's first coming, approaches, trust God's promises. Spend time with friends however you can. If, as at my age, so many of your friends are already in heaven, thank God for them and meditate upon your friendship. And like Elizabeth and Mary, practice hospitality. Hospitality both to God and to neighbor. Amen.